It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducco. And guys, very, very excited for our current guest. I mean, his fourth solo album, Chiptooth Smile, of course, out now. We are loving Can't Help Me Now. Absolute banger. Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter, the one and only Rob Thomas. He joins us now. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Now, look, we're doing a Zoom chat with you today, which is very exciting. So we can see in the background, you've got some musical instruments, you've got a few items of interest. Ooh. How long did you spend on manicuring what the background would look like for us today?
You know what? Luckily, I didn't have to. I just spent the last 15 years acquiring things to put in my studio.
And how's things going for you, mate, with everything this year? COVID, obviously, quarantine as an artist, you're finding yourself, you know, more creatively free? Is it harder? What's the situation?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been writing a lot more. I've been writing with a lot of other artists more, you know, through Zoom. A lot of, you know, working for a lot of younger artists and writing for their stuff. But I think, you know, there's a lot of people that are really, really struggling right now. There are people that are worried about their jobs. There are people that are worried about their mortgage. There are people that are worried about, you know, whether or not they're going to be able to go back to work, or their kids can go to school, if they're going to be able to eat. Like, my experience in the lockdown is not indicative of everybody else's experience. I'm here in a really nice house writing music, so I have nothing to complain about.
When you do sit down to write one of the many, many, many hits that you've had over your time, what do you think is the number?
Where are your Grammy? Show us your Grammy.
Show us your three Grammys. What is the number one thing that you think needs to be done when you're writing a song once you start?
You know, there's just something about, like, I'll write a song. Sometimes I'll spend 8 hours on a demo getting it done. But then when I listen back to it the next day, it just doesn't, I don't like it. And so I think at the end of the day, the first thing is I just have to write something that I feel like I would like if I heard it.
Did you ever get commissioned to write something that was supposed to be just commercially viable, like for either a movie or someone's just like, the record label's like, hey, we don't have a single on this album. We need you to write something that's just going to sell.
Smooth. No.
Whoa.
That's a joke. Carlos would laugh. No, I mean, I don't think so. I've been really lucky. You know, it's been mostly Matchbox and it's been just my songs. You know, I think our job was just, we're going to write songs and put them out, and then hopefully people will like them and come see us play them live. And we also started 20 some odd years ago when you could do that. And when we first started out, you got to think about it. Like, we were one of the biggest bands in the country, but there was no internet. There was no YouTube. There was no TMZ. There was no anything. So like, when we went to Australia and we stumbled out of a club, we just went to Australia and stumbled out of a club. Nobody filmed it. Nobody saw it. Yeah. We got to make mistakes in real time, and then we get to learn from them.
Look, we touched on it earlier. Ducco talked about lockdown. I wanted to touch on lockdown in America, of course, but with your wife, you just celebrated your 21st anniversary, which, congratulations, firstly. How did you keep the love alive and keep the sanity with your best mate? I saw you call her your best friend on Instagram recently.
Yeah,
how did you keep your sanity?
I think it's a surprise. It was a surprise to us as well. Because my wife has an immune disease as well. She has a compromised immune system.
Yeah.
So we're really locked down. We haven't gone to a restaurant. We haven't gone out anywhere. So it's really just us. So it's like full lockdown. I think it really is. We're just lucky that we're friends and we actually like each other.
It hasn't been without its troubles for you. I know that you got bitten by a dog. And then in the same week, you dropped a dumbbell on that same hand.
Same hand.
Now, so, you know, don't pretend as though it hasn't.
Yeah,
it's been all
tough.
Roses for you.
But to be fair, I was that stupid long before the lockdown, my friend.
Well, I mean, stupid, they're your words, not mine. But what about nice? Did you know that the first thing that comes up when you Google Rob Thomas is Rob Thomas a nice guy? And the answer is yes.
But you know how many people I had to threaten to make that happen.
hey, now, Rob, you're a big animal guy. You love dogs, right? You got two?
Yeah.
I'm a big dog guy as well, right? Now, I need you to settle an argument here in this team because I have a dog, a fur child. You've got two, and you've got a real boy, Mason. Nick here in our team, he's got two kids, twins. But I put it to him that raising a puppy and raising a dog is just as hard as raising a child. You've got both. Thoughts?
Yeah, here's the thing. My human child, well, now, to be fair, he's 22, he's graduated college, he's moved to LA. But when he was young, nowhere near. We have dogs that are special needs. We have to feed them, you know, like you do dogs. But then you gotta walk dogs. We have to give them medications 5 times a day. We have to give them eye drops 3 times a day. We have to like teeth things. There are a lot of things that are more effortful than raising your child. That doesn't mean that they're better. It doesn't mean that they're more.
Ducko's going to latch onto that effortful line.
It's harder to do than raising your child. Yep. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, I'll get you, Rob.
I know you're a debater growing up, but it pains me that Rob Thomas has given you fodder, Ducko, yes, to try and win the argument over dogs versus children. So I was going to say thank you for the interview, Rob. Your music is wonderful, but you have not helped me one inch.
You've helped me, mate.
You know what? You sound like a lot of people, my friend.
This is where that Google search comes into play. Yeah.
Rob Thomas, mate, thanks for joining our show. You're an absolute legend.
Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for playing the new song. I really do appreciate that.
Not at all. It's wonderful. So thank you so much for your time.
All right. Be well. When things aren't so crazy, I'll see you in person.